everyone. Hello, it's been a minute. Okay, it's been only like a week, but how is everyone doing? Welcome to the Just One Last Episode show where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not real drama, just TV show dramas. My name is Mai, and today's episode we'll be talking about the drama called My Little Happiness, a Chinese drama, which I'm so excited. But before we continue, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all the podcast radio platforms that you listen to, and support us by giving us the best rating ever with some positive feedback and comments. Lots and lots of comments. Also, please follow us on social media and send us some other drama comments or messages or relating to drama so we can continue with this show. Let's go! Alright, I'm genuinely excited to be doing this drama. This is actually, I'd have to say, my top favorite Chinese drama of all Chinese dramas that I've seen. But before we continue further with all the talking and the loving and the, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to give you some tea since it's been a couple of weeks since I recorded, actually, because the last couple episodes I've recorded them kind of consecutively, whereas this one it's been a minute since I've recorded. So I just wanted to give you guys some tea where I'm at today. I'm actually currently house sitting one of these people that I used to work with. I'm not gonna say who and where I used to work at, but it's a gorgeous place, and I've house sat this place before, and I'm actually accompanied by two beautiful lady doggies, both sleeping right behind me because they're just comfortable, and watching friends because it's a big house, so I'm a little scared because I'm by myself, but my friend will be coming soon. She had to run an errand. But yeah, so I'll be here for about a week, which I'm excited because I'm going to try to record as many episodes as I can, just because being in open space, I feel like the sound will be caught on a lot better, maybe. I don't know. Also, when I record in my room, it's really, really hot. And so it's kind of hard to record an episode in a hot room. And then my headphones just, it's a lot. It's sweaty. It is sweaty. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. But in the last couple of weeks, I celebrated my friend's birthday. We went, oh gosh, guys. So we... Everyone, sorry, I'm still trying to get used to not saying guys, but I'm a millennial. We say guys. It's something that I'm just used to saying. Excuse moi, pardon my language. But we went to the lake, my friends and I, last weekend. And let me tell you, it was the most amazing and awesome day by far 2021 has given me. It was much needed. We were all pretty much just tired and worn out and needed something new and wanting to get away. And it was a good opportunity, and living in Utah, one perk about it is that, side note, Utah definitely is not a place that I'd suggest for singles to live here because there's this stigma, I think is how you say it. I still need to look into that word, by the way, on how Utah people just, you know, it's all about relationships and getting married and blah, blah, blah. But I just... there's perks to Utah. If you're an adventurous person, going out hiking, rock climbing, biking, canoeing, paddleboarding, this is a place for you. Granted, we don't have a beach, but we have lakes, tons and tons of lakes, so it's a great opportunity. So that's one thing that I like about Utah is that we have the mountains and the lakes, as I say, a day's drive, and it's worth it. And it was really nice. Much needed. I definitely needed it for sure. I was, like I said, a couple episodes where I was feeling kind of down and just, I guess social anxiety got to me. And it really, the lake really helped me out because I went with my closest of friends that I've known for almost or over 10 years. So it was a great opportunity. And a couple of weeks, it's my birthday, and I'm so excited because we have a couple plans. On the day of my birthday, I want to do like a little lunch with my bestest of friends. And I don't know what I'm going to do with my family. Usually for my birthday, I don't like to do much. So we'll see. We shall see. But that is the tea for you guys. I don't really have much to say. I don't do anything. I just work those typical 9-to-5 jobs, and then I come home and do nothing. I try to have more hobbies, but I don't. I just watch dramas, which is what I'm doing right now. So yeah, let's get started with the drama talk, because I'm kind of excited about this one. I do just want to apologize. It's been a minute since I've seen this drama, so I may not remember it all, but that's why I have my handy dandy iPad, who will guide me to getting my direction. Huh? Oh man. Let's go. Let's get started with the drama. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Okay. So the drama that we're going to be talking about today is called My Little Happiness. And it is a Chinese drama that aired in 2021, so this year. It's a recent drama that I believe ended, was it in May? Let me grab that information for you guys, because I thought I had it ready, but I didn't. It ended in February. Interesting. I always forget that the Chinese dramas on Viki do tend to be a little bit different when they air. But yeah, so this drama is available on Viki.com. And yeah, let me just quickly look it up real quick. I just hit that like 3 times, of course, like I always do. Just because I want to see when it exactly like started and then when it ended. It might be a little bit different though, because when you look it up, it gives you different information. So it aired in January 13th. That's what it says on here. And as for when it finished, it doesn't really say on here, actually. I mean, at least you guys get an idea. It did start on just this year. So My Little Happiness, again, it's a Chinese drama, and it's on Viki. I don't know if it's available on any other platform, but due to any issues in the future, I don't want to say any other platforms that are, you know what I mean. So yes, so it is the drama that is on Viki. I said that like 3 times. It is a 28 episode drama, and each episode is about 45 minutes. Usually it says like an hour, but their credits, Chinese drama credits, are very, very, very long. One little side note, just kind of giving you guys, I think I mentioned it earlier, I can't remember anymore, but like I said, typically Chinese dramas are really, really, and I mean really hard to kind of continuously watch them from beginning to end. There's nothing wrong with them. There's really, really good dramas out there. Like I've seen, pardon my French, but I've seen a shit ton of dramas, Chinese and Korean, but Chinese dramas do tend to be a lot longer. You'd be lucky if you find a drama that's 24 episodes. That's the least that you'll find. Most of the dramas are about 30 plus episodes. I've seen some that are like 50 episodes. And a lot of the Chinese dramas do tend to drag. A lot of the times they have scenes that are really unnecessary. I think, again, this is just my own personal opinion. I'm not trying to say anything. It's just like it how it is. It's kind of like with Korean dramas, when there's a kissing scene, finally, it takes like 3 minutes to just do one kissing scene. That's what I don't like. It's the same thing with like the Chinese dramas. I don't like that sometimes they drag for so long and they just don't have a lot to give anymore. So with My Little Happiness, like, gosh, My Little Happiness is like, it definitely tops my number one on my absolute favorites on Chinese dramas. Pardon one moment. It's gonna be happening a lot. So it is a 28 episode drama, meaning that you are lucky that this drama is 28 episodes, because if it would have lasted longer, I think it would have lost the entertainment of it all. Because from beginning to end, this drama had perfect scenes, perfect connection, just everything. Description. Let me give you guys a little description. So this drama, okay, the description is a bit long, so I do apologize. I don't want to take too much, but here we go. And also, I want to apologize for any Chinese speakers out there, Mandarin specifically. I'm still learning. I know it's a little bit harder with the Mandarin and names and just everything. There's a lot more enunciation with like the accents and stuff. So I do apologize if I mispronounce anything. I am trying my best with Chinese names. I truly am. I love the sound of Chinese names, and so I really want to perfect that. And just Mandarin in general. So, but here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Before I do that, I want to say I did miss something. Yes, I missed the network and the genre. So let's go before that. So I believe the network for this drama, let's see. I'm not quite certain because, be honest, I'm not very familiar with the networks that Chinese dramas air in. I'm still familiarizing myself. Recommendations. It doesn't really say on the drama list. Let me go somewhere else real quick. It just says Vicky. Let's see. I'm not a singer. Well, I got nothing. I apologize. I was not very prepared. but you can get further information on dramalist.com, mydramalist.com. That is like the IMDb or Wikipedia of Chinese dramas, at least for my own personal research. Okay, and as for the genre, definitely a romance. It's a strong romantic drama, like from beginning to end, no doubt about it. It's a little bit of a comedy, I'd say. It has a little bit of medical and law type of vibe, but not really. The focus really is about the main characters and the romance. So it definitely is a very romantic drama. If you're a romantic person, if you are a romantic person, I said that already, I'd say this is a good drama. It genuinely is, because I will finish what I want to say after, but I really do think it's a good drama. On my notes here, it actually does say comedy, law, medical, romance, which is all I said. but yeah, that's really all. Like, I really feel like 90% of the drama is romance. Even like the second lead supporting roles also have like the romance going on. So I really do think it's like perfect for anybody who's got like a romantic soul like I do. Okay, so looking on the drama, my drama list, apparently it does have different names. I have noticed that a lot of Chinese dramas do tend to have different titles, depending on how you want to translate them, I guess. So like a few that are here on mydramalist.com is, and I'm just, this is the Chinese version, Mandarin version. I do apologize, I'm still learning. So I'm gonna butcher this so bad because the Q-U-E sound, I'm still not familiar with that. Because there's like Wu Di Xiao Ke Jing. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm gonna stick with English for right now. So there's My Small Indeed Fortune, My Little Luck, and You Are Indeed My Little Fortune. Or My Little Happiness. So Oh, fluffy. Okay, that's true. It's very fluffy, like very fluffy romance. It's funny. Like fluff. The fluff is there. Okay, let's go with the description of the drama and how they have it on Viki, because that's where I usually go for if you're watching it through there. So, Chou Rong, who is played by Fei Xing, has long dreamed of becoming a lawyer, but her mother is absolutely determined to see her daughter study finance abroad. Hoping that her daughter will successfully settle down somewhere overseas, Chou Rong's mother won't take no for an answer. Unable to convince her mother to let her pursue her dreams, Chou Rong has no choice but to do her mother's wishes. Or does she? After successfully convincing her mother that she has set off for distant lands, Torong secretly returns home to begin work as a legal intern. Taking on her first case, Chorong comes face to face with her childhood friend, Wen Xiaoqing, played by Tang Xiaotian. Now a surgeon, Xiaoqing isn't just Chorong's client, he's also her landlord and next door neighbor. Tied together by their ever tightening strings of fate, Chorong and Xiaoqing find themselves drawing closer despite their best efforts. Yeah. I was going to read the rest, but it's literally just engaged in never-ending battles of wits. The childhood friends might... I missed that part. Let me go back. Engaged in a never-ending battle of wits, the childhood friends may fight against the ties that bind them, but how long will they be able to resist the inevitable? Oh, and it looks like it was a novel by author Tong Bang Si Ku. There's a description for you guys. Total butchered everything, but there you go. I apologize. Her first name, the character's name has always been difficult for me to pronounce it. So, I genuinely have tried, but it was just so hard. So let's go with the actors and actresses. Out of all of these, you're probably more familiar with the female lead. She's been in very well-known dramas. And you know what? The male lead has been as well, but he's always been more of a second lead. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. The drama that he's most notable for, he was a second lead, not the main lead. So it kind of changes. No, it doesn't change the perspective. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Okay, so for the main characters. For the main lead, we got Fei Xing. I believe she goes by Fei Xing. She is the main female lead. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to say her character name because I'm going to butcher it. I already know. And some of her familiar dramas that we may all know is Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Okay. And then, let's see here. Master Devil Do Not Kiss Me Season 1 and 2, Whirlwind Girl 2, and the most recent one other than My Little Happiness is Miss Crow and Mr. Lizard, which I know is pretty well known, and I actually started watching it. That's one of the dramas that she's very well known for. She's actually starting in a lot of other dramas that I'm actually looking forward to because she is casted with one of my favorite Chinese actors, so I'm excited for that. And she's adorable. She's really cute, so... she definitely fit the character very, very, very well. The main male lead. He's been in a few dramas looking at his list. This is only a Viki, though. This is what Viki only allows you to watch. There's many more, but this is what he has. His name is Tang Xiaotian. He does have a stage name. He goes by Tari Tang, which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I kind of like it. And what I love about him the most is that he's actually my age. So, he's just, monthish older than me. And I'm just so in love with it because he's my age. And I just love it. He was my crush when I was watching the whole drama. And he plays the main guy. He is Wen Xiaoqing. Ting? Sorry. Some of the most familiar dramas that he was in is Put Your Head on My Shoulder. He was actually the supporting role. He was the love triangle in that drama. So it's funny how things went for a turn. Another drama that he's very, I guess you can say, well known for is My Little Happiness. Duh. Way Back Into Love. And then The Sword of the Brocade? So he hasn't been in a lot like Fei Xing has, but I mean, I think My Little Happiness definitely gave him the boost of his acting roles. So yeah, the supporting roles, three of them. I'm going to do her best friend, his uncle, and then her cousin, because he may not be main second lead, but he was a very important role. So her best friend, she is the actress name is Huang Yilin. Huang Yilin. And it looks like her name in the drama was Xiao Chenten. I like when they do that, Chenten. She is the best friend of Fei Xing. Some of the dramas that she's very well known for, I believe the most, I'm thinking the ones that everybody would know is Crocodile and the Plover Bird, and then Evernight. She's been in a few, it looks like it. So, yeah, she was a really cute actress, too. The supporting guy, on this one, he's the uncle, which I love. It's like a funny thing. And his name is Leon Lee. I think that's his stage name. As for his, I guess he goes by Lee Chuan or Chuan Chuan. And he was the uncle, also known as Tong Ten. Sorry. And then there's not a lot of drama lists on his biography and Vicky. There's only two, which will be my girlfriend's boyfriend, and that's just both season one and season two. What about, and my drama list, let's see what he's been. I don't think he had a lot. On my notes, he was on Love Scenery, which I don't remember seeing him there now that I think about it. Oh no, sorry, that's a different actor. Stand By Me and Fairyland Lover. So that's another drama that he's been in, so that you guys may know. And then our last one, he's the cousin. He's a cousin of the character that Fei Xing plays. His name is Fu Weilun. And oh my goodness, okay. The uncle, Li Chen, his character name is Wen Rang. Now I remember, memories coming back to me. And so that's his name. The cousin's name is Tong Ten. That's the cousin's name. He's been a few dramas. It looks like I remember seeing him in a few dramas, actually. He is in The Best of Your Mind, what I have on Vicky here. On my drama list, he is on Love Scenery, apparently, which my notes can be wrong. Let's look and see, because I don't believe it now anymore. I could be wrong. Love Scenery. And then I want to return this youth. There we go. I just really wanted to mention him because he's a big part of the relationship that they both get into. Let's go. Okay. What do I have to say about this drama? What are my opinions? What are my thoughts? I don't remember anything. So let me refresh my memory. Let's see. I remember in the beginning, they bump into each other at the airport, and she kind of like falls in love with him at first sight because he's so handsome. I mean, stage name Daddy Tang, he is magnificent. I just have to say, when I saw him in that drama, I melted away. He is so damn handsome. And granted, I'm in love with the character. I'm not in love with him. I don't know him as a person. Like I always say, I'm in love with the person that he's portraying, and I'm in love with his looks because, you know, what celebrity you don't like because of their looks? Does that make sense? English. Anyways, I hope that makes sense. But I just fell in love with him. And then, okay, I'm going to sidetrack a bit. There was a video release of him he was coming out of a bar. And granted, I'm not going to make judgment for that. I'm not a huge person that goes to the bar. Like, I hate the bars. There's nothing wrong with them. I just don't like them. They give me anxiety. I prefer the clubs. A million times the clubs. Like, I prefer clubbing and dancing. I'm being honest, you know, as an adult, I want to do that. And drinking, I drink just as he might. The one thing that I didn't like is the fact that he does smoke, because that's what he was doing when he was, you know, being a normal person. And on the video, it shows that he has like a friend or a girlfriend, who knows, who was clinging on him while he smoked. And a lot of people were pissed about it. At least Chinese fans were. And that's because, you know, he wasn't the person that we're used to seeing. What we want to keep in mind is that that's a character that he's portraying. That's not really who he is. So it was really, really strange to kind of see how they interacted. I think for me, at least, attraction to it was that he was smoky. Because I'm not going to get mad over the fact that he had a friend that was clinging on him or a girlfriend. He's human. He's going to do things. And he's not my reality. He's just my dream. You know, he's a real person, just not real in my life. My throat's getting dry. But people have freaked out over it and like his image dropped. And I'm like, oh my goodness. He's an actor. That's what he does. You know, he portrays characters to please the audiences. He's not going to be the person that he is in front of camera because, you know, that's not the reality of things, or that's not what acting is about. And so, yeah, I didn't like the reaction. You know, we all have lived differently. Like, he's got tattoos too, and I think that's what really attracted me to him, is that he has tattoos. He legit has tattoos, and it's the most gosh dang attractive thing ever. I love tattoos on a guy, depending on how you place it and what you place in your body, but I do love it. And the way that he looked was magnificent, I say to myself. Look it up, guys. It's unexpected. But yeah, so I do think that I didn't like that. Sorry, I totally sidetracked because I went on the reality versus, it's like no Asian drama, but I'm talking about the Chinese drama that's going on. But yeah, so that's just kind of letting you guys know, like, that's just me, whatever, I guess. Anyways. Okay, so the big thing that I like the most is that there's no love. I'm forgetting English. Oh my goodness. The one thing that I liked most about this was the fact that there's no love triangle. It's almost like they wanted to bring in the love triangle, whether it was a female character that was it in the medical field, or it was her boss from a company that she was working for. Like, it's almost like they wanted to bring these people to break the relationship, but it just, I like that it almost felt real. Like, the romance felt real. It felt like there was, because with the whole love triangle situation, I get it. Dramas are expected to do that because it captures the audiences, but I sometimes do kind of hate that they do have like aggressive love triangles where the second lead literally makes everything in their power to break them up, and they do break up type of thing. Whereas this, there was no breakup, there was no aggressive, mean, evil love triangles. It was genuine, and those people, like the doctor that he works with, she was very understanding even though she was devastated. And then the CEO that she worked for, he was understanding and he was mature about it. And everything about it was so mature, and I really liked that they didn't add any of that. So perks to who did the writing. Perks. Props to you, man. Another thing that I really, really loved was the, pardon my French, fucking chemistry, everyone. The chemistry between the male and female lead was beyond my expectations. A lot of Chinese dramas, a lot of dramas, not just Chinese, but Korean dramas, you and other dramas, of course, you can see that there's not a lot of chemistry, and then the drama just doesn't really capture you or entertain you. Whereas this one, I think because both the actor and the actress and male lead and female lead have been in a drama before, and they didn't necessarily like work as acquaintances. They worked together like constantly because he was a second lead in the other drama. So for them to work together again and be love interests was probably my favorite thing ever. It just, I, I feel like there could have been something going on. I don't know. The chemistry was impeccable. The kissing was impeccable. Let me just say, they kissed a lot and it was just perfection. Going with that, diverting the top the conversation, there's the height difference. I mean, when you catch them kissing, you can literally see that she's so small. Okay, but like seriously, this is where it pisses me off, because when you look on Drama List and when you look Fair Xing, the actress, it says that she's 5'5". Guys, everyone, sorry, drama lovers, I'm 5'5". I know for a fact that I'm not that short. And he's like 6'6", and I have a really good friend who's 6'6", whatever. And I compared myself to him in the height, and I'm literally just a little bit above his shoulder. Yo, or about, no, I'm about, I was just above his shoulder, I want to say, yes. So it wasn't too much of a big difference. Oh my gosh, big difference. So when you compare it to them, I'm like, she's definitely not 5'5". She's got to be at most 5'2". Like, she's so small and he's like a giant. But when you think about it, he's only 6 foot tall, 6'1". Like, he's not very, very tall. Or, well, he's not a giant. It's just the height difference is like extremely noticeable, because there's a whole foot long of a difference. I'm just saying, like, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with it. It just really irks me because they say these things online and I'm like, then what am I? Am I like 5'8"? Just kidding, not really. Wait, yes I am. But I just wanted to point that out. Nonetheless, the height difference, just the way that he held her and he grabbed her towards him, and how small she is, and just everything about it was amazing, and I loved it, and everything about it was just perfect. And oh my gosh, two last things before I finish the podcast, well, two last things adding to my thoughts about this drama, and then a little bit of other thing is the fashion. I loved how she dressed. It was something that I really, really liked. And her friend, 1010, she also had really good fashion, though the shorts that she wears are very short, and that's something that I'm not very comfortable with, even though, you know, it's not as bad. But I really liked Fair Xing's character and her outfits, because they were still appropriate, but they were still fitting to the body, and they were still just really cute, and I really, really liked it. And I'm not gonna lie, I had a little bit of inspiration with her clothing for work purposes, so thank you for sharing in your character and outfits. Oh, by the way, the OST, OST, original soundtrack. I downloaded the whole thing. The music is just, oh my goodness, it captures the scene so well, and I had to download it because it's just that amazing, and it's worth it. And I really do think that's worth the watch overall, honestly. Ending that, what is my rating? The rating, I give it, for a Chinese drama, we're looking at the spectrum of Chinese dramas. I want to kind of leave the dramas to where they're from, just so that way I don't compare them, because each drama on its own are different in every means way. I give this drama 10 out of 10. And not all the dramas that I'll be rating and talking to you guys about, talking my drama lovers about, is gonna be 10 out of 10. So this is definitely something that I will add to my top list, because I didn't even give Vincenzo 10, you know? And this is, again, that's just, I'm not trying to compare them. They're completely different perspective genres, but this one definitely wins the 10 out of 10 for sure, because just everything about it, on a romantic comedy, romance, mainly level, this drama deserves the 10 out of 10. Do I have any favorite characters? Yes, I do. The main girl, of course, Fair Xing's character, she was definitely a character that I really loved. I really liked that she's very ambitious. She really strived for what she wanted to do. And if it meant lying to her mother, even though she didn't want to, she lied to her mother. If it meant fighting for her love and going to where her, because a little situation happens where there was an unfortunate, what is it called? I forgot what it's called, what the term is used, but it's like a Red Cross thing where they have to go to the country because they're a very unfortunate natural disaster happened. And so they needed volunteers to go and assist to any patients that were, you know, hurt or anything. And so Teddy Tang's character had to do that. And so with that, Fair Xing's character was also having to do such a thing. Well, didn't have to because, of course, she's a lawyer, but because of what he had to do and the fear that he might get hurt because of the natural disaster, you never know what could happen yet again. He or she decided to volunteer and go. And I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but I want to give enough to where you guys know what's going to happen. And I really, really liked that she not only did it to help, but also did it because she didn't want to be away from him for too long, but also she didn't want to see him get hurt with the fact that they were at a place where massive earthquake hits. And if you've ever been in a situation where earthquake hits, there's going to be aftershocks, and it's the most terrifying thing. So seeing that they went from, they're going through that was probably one of my favorite parts of the whole drama. So I'd say it definitely had a really good change of plot within the drama. So it's like kind of testing their relationship, and I really, really liked that. So yeah. My notes kind of say that ending the episode with me being in love with Teddy Tang. That's all I have to say. I already shared my love for him earlier. I just got so excited, and I guess just repeating it one more time, I love him. I mean, just kidding, no, I don't. Okay. I love him as an actor, that's it. But there's that for you, everyone. That's my perspective on this drama and what I think. I don't want to say review, but I definitely want to say I do kind of review it in a sense, but I do share more of this drama and what's it about and is it worth watching. And I do think it's worth watching it if you're a romantic person like I am. I really do think you need to watch it. It's worth it. It really, truly is worth watching it. I mean, the score doesn't say otherwise. So there you go. Well, there you have it, everyone. Thank you so, so much for tuning in for this episode. It's a different one, of course, but I really, really hope that you enjoyed my little spiel on how much I love this drama, and I look forward for anybody, and I mean anybody, that decides to watch it. I would want to hear your thoughts. We're not all gonna have the same thoughts, but I really want to hear what you think about this drama, what your thoughts are about Teddy Tang, Fair Xing, and every other character in this drama. If you guys have any thoughts, concerns, questions, whatever it may be about the dramas or just anything about the podcast, please hit the podcast show up on social media that I'll be providing for you guys on the descriptions episode, on this episode's description. What? Oh my goodness, English. Also, if you guys have been emailing it to the email that I'm providing, I would suggest not emailing them at the moment. I will be removing it from the other episodes. Unfortunately, I've been having issues getting to it. So if you have written, for now, if you don't mind just going to the trailer, I believe I have my other email, the business email. Or for now, just please DMing me on my Instagram. That would be lovely. So thank you all so much for tuning in, and I really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode. A lot of coughing, a lot of dry heaving because I'm coughing. but more than anything, just loving the fact that I'm in love with Teddy Tang. Just saying. Okay. Thanks all, and I will be talking to you all real soon. Bye.